Daily lunch specials, the Flint Hills best steaks, and catering for any size event. Bruff's, 2640 West 18th. On KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, all the information you need, live and local.
Oh, good story there. No debating that. KVOE live and local, 728, 48 degrees. Good morning.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning is brought to you by Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning. It is 728 with 48 degrees on our way to 59, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Kayla Mock, founder and lead organizer of Emporia's First Friday Art Walk. And also this morning, we're pleased to have Mike Black. Mike is the president and CEO of ESB Financial. Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful.
Glad to hear that. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great today. How might you be?
Oh, wonderful this morning. Love this air.
Well, it's good to have you both with us to talk about Emporia First Friday. Now, some may be wondering, well, what is Michael Black of ESB Financial doing with us to talk with Kayla about Emporia's First Friday Art Walk? What is happening here, Kayla?
Well, this month, ESB is the platinum sponsor for the October Art Walk, and they have really gone above and beyond to offer special incentives this month for art walkers. Mike, do you want to talk a little bit about those incentives?
Yeah, what are you doing, Mike?
What are you doing, Mike?
You know, we decided that, you know, Joel and Kayla do such a phenomenal job of getting people in downtown, so we wanted to try to help them a little additionally. So we're going to have it set up to where we'll be outside of Sweet Granada. Sweet Granada has made, I believe it was 100 truffles, Kayla, is that correct?
Yes, 100 special limited edition truffles.
Right, and so then when people pick up their truffle, they're going to be able to pick a prize, and it's going to let them go to a retailer and get a discount on various things within that retailer, and we've contacted the retailer, and then we're gonna pay the retailer for those discounts, so they don't have to truly discount anything. So it's try to help the local economy and help Kayla out with her objective here.
All right, so let me get this right. You stop by the Sweet Granada, which is the presenting venue, I believe, for this month's Emporia First Friday Art Walk, and you pick up. That's a free truffle, Mike?
That is free.
Gotcha. Well, you can't beat that. And Sweet Granada presenting venue. Who is the featured artist there, Kayla?
Her name is Kaylin Bender of Flint Arrow Co. She makes the most beautiful handmade turquoise and sterling silver jewelry. It is gorgeous.
And I see where Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness has a big event happening, too, celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month as part of the Art Walk here this month.
Yes, I heard you highlight that earlier, and yeah, so they contacted us and asked how they could have their event be part of the Art Walk, and so we hooked them up with Emmett Aravalo, who is a digital artist, and so he will be there at the event showing his art, and so we just added him as a passport stop on the Art Walk, so it was a good little partnership there.
What a month we have going on here with Emporia's First Friday Art Walk. So how many locations on the Art Walk list this month, Kayla?
We have 16 venues this month.
Well, you better get busy here, Kayla.
Wow. All right. Everybody, settle in. Yeah. I'm really excited. We've got 5 Art Walk newbies this month. So Christina Young will be at Chia Meats. Lisa Tai is at Granada Coffee. Zoe Quintana, this is her first Art Walk, and she'll be at L&L Pets. Aurora Cornella is at Dusty Trail, and Olivia Bechter is a high school student who will be at Vault Meats and Cheeses. We also have a new venue this month. The Imaginarium in the Emporia Main Street Incubator Space will be hosting Haven Conrad. And then we have two really amazing ceramic shows this month, one at the Emporia Arts Center. Flora Widmar, her show is entitled The Price We Pay, and the Emporia Flute Choir will be out tonight as well. And then at Trox Gallery and Gifts is Charlotte Blackwell, who has done many art walks. She makes those monster mugs that are so popular. Oh, yeah. We've already sold several, so if you want one, you better get your butts over to Trox and get one. And then something else I'm kind of excited about at Trox, it's glass pumpkin season. And we've had a lot of people coming in looking at the glass pumpkins. Tonight during the art walk, we're going to offer 10% off of glass pumpkins. So if you've been kind of on the fence about getting one, tonight's the night. Mm. And then additionally, we have Geraldine and Dwayne Henriksen and Stacey Hammond of Doodles and Jots at Gravel City Roasters. The ESU Print Guild is back at the Lyon County History Center. Destiny Lynn Kay will be at Main Street Axe Company, and Brenda Thompson is at Mike's Attic, and then Don Meyer will be on hand at Mulready's Pub to sit and have a drink with you and talk about art. And finally,
and
last but not least, Jeff Quintana is going to be at Trolley House Distillery, as well as Sean from the Ampersand Vinyl. So, records, art, pretzels, drinks.
Woof. All right.
That.
We got it all this month. Yeah.
I'll tell you, yeah. Hardly enough hours to handle all the stops on the Art Walk, 16 of them here this week. And, of course, the platinum sponsor, ESB Financial. So tell us again what's happening in front of the Sweet Granada, Mr. Black.
Well, I mean, we're going to be set up out there just to kind of help Kayla have a little fun and get people in downtown and hand out some free truffles and make sure everybody gets some opportunity to see all of our wonderful local businesses.
Well, thanks, Mike. That's a nice gesture by ESB Financial. It's going to be a beautiful evening to be walking downtown, that is for sure. Did we cover everything here, Kayla?
I think so. Well, one more thing. So, everyone knows there's always a prize at the end of the art walk.
Okay, that's right.
There are more prizes this month, thanks to ESB Financial. So we're doing the regular prize. Kim's putting together a beautiful gift basket from Sweet Granada. If you go to Sweet Granada plus 7 venues, and then Emporia Main Street has donated the $50 Main Street gift certificates. That's if you go to all 16 venues, you're entered into that prize.
You've earned it.
You have earned it, yeah. Additionally, this month, if you, again, go to all 16 venues and check out the local art, ESB is giving away $100 cash, $75 cash, and $50 cash to three additional passport drawing winners.
Wow.
So if you were thinking about not coming, get it together. Get downtown at 5 o'clock.
Get it together. Readjust. Focus, folks.
Get your steps in.
Focus. Emporia's First Friday Art Walk tonight. So when do things start, Kayla?
Everything kicks off at 5 o'clock and goes until 9 p.m., and we do the drawing for the passport prizes at 9:30 at Mulready's Pub. You don't have to be present to win, but it'd be a lot cooler if you were.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Michael, hey, thanks for joining us here this morning, and thanks to you and ESB Financial for helping out here tonight.
Hey, well, thanks to Kayla for doing this. I mean, she puts on a great show.
Mm-hmm. Kayla, thank you for doing this.
Of course. Thank you.
Have a good day.
To all the businesses and artists. Yeah, thanks.
All righty. Kayla Mock of Emporia's First Friday and Michael Black, President and CEO of ESB Financial, on our primetime newsmaker, Big Emporia First Friday Art Walk tonight.
Can't get bigger than that. Do want to remind everybody, if you are wanting to maybe get on a newsmaker segment, well, that is the last one for the week, but we do still have a few openings next week.
We have one. Looks like one on Friday at 7:15.
You are correct. We have a 7:15 newsmaker slot open there. So make sure if you want to get in on that, highlight your local cause or your event, be sure to give us a call here at 620 342-5863. That's 342-KVOE.
And our newsmaker brought to you this morning by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House. Good morning. It's 737, 48 degrees.
You want to grill out, but the price of meat has been skyrocketing at the supermarket.
So how about 20 ribeyes for $39.99?
Prime House Direct, America's number one online butcher.